The story I'm about to tell is not of heaven or of hell. It's not of any place you know. And if you did, you dare not go. It's full of love, war, and death, and begins with the first breath. V lay wrapped in his cocoon, dreaming of what might be. An eternal slumber, an infinite loneliness with nothing for him to see. In the abyss, he dreamt of seeing his reflection. His lack of companionship, his only imperfection. This sudden realization jolted him awake. In that moment, time began, like the birth of a snowflake. He removed his thousand eyes and cast them into the darkness, creating the stars and space. He chose one planet among the rest for his final resting place. He called it Inamorta, the first word ever spoken. To feel alive, he needed children, or he'd remain heartbroken. He knew not of pain or suffering, only the need for a son and daughter. From his body, in his likeness, he created the elements, earth and water. For 1,000,000 years, these two elements would populate the world. V would watch, impressed, until the inevitable unfurled. The elemental populations reached beyond capacity. Water would claim the oceans, while Earth would claim the trees. They fought ferocious battles, and borders only grew. Though they could not live without each other, so what were they to do? V became angry at what they had become. A perfect world of harmony. And look what they had done. He created a third element, fire, from his own two hands. Punishment for anything disobeying his commands. But his newest creation was spawned from hate and spite. And evil was born in two Inamorta on that night. V could not control the elementals in those early days. Fire took over land and sea and set the world ablaze. Afraid making a fourth element would only make things worse, he had no choice and created air, as fire was a curse. This time, V's thoughts were benevolent and pure. The air elementals were loyal and thought to be the cure. They enforced the laws of V and fought for a world of peace. But fire only worshipped themselves and would not be policed. Fire used the elements to make their powers grow. They witnessed the creation of air and tried to create something of their own. They wanted to be gods like V, but their only magic was hate. Creating the Chaos Empire was their only fate. This new empire could live and die and truly had a soul. Their love of life and fear of death made them too powerful to control. The air elementals could not stop them at their border and prayed that V would bring freedom, justice, and order. The hate of fire burned so hot that nothing would survive. V had a choice: destroy it all or make himself alive. One final act before he'd come down and strip himself of godly power. He'd create the Order Empire with a single magic flower.